You're wondering why Russell sung that song. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Philippians here. Well, Philippians 4:4. The Bible says here, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I guess if you look up the word rejoice, it means happy. And I hope that you're happy. The title of my message is, it's a sin not to be happy. Now, that might be strange to you. There's some people, in some circumstances, I can understand. We need to be happy in our heart. And sometimes some physical conditions put us in situations that we're really not. Our appearance don't look happy, but still we're happy in our hearts. Amen. You have joy if you're walking with God. Amen. So if you're not walking with joy, it's hard to be happy. It's a hard thing. In the winter time, we burn wood. We have an old wood stove, and wood keeps you warm. The older I get, the better wood feels. And sometimes we come in the house and our fire's died down, the furnace kicks on, and it don't feel as good as that old wood stove. That wood, it kind of goes to your bones. It really warms an older person up. It does. You know, if you get cold and you get away from a fire, you feel indifferent. And if you get out of the Word of God, you get cold. You feel indifferent. You don't... You don't have the joy and the happiness that a person should have. You know, Christians, I see a lot of Christians are not happy. And that's because of a lot of reasons. You know, Easter, here back a few weeks ago, there was 112 here. And then that Sunday night, I think there was something like 43. And that Wednesday night, a little less. But, you know, if you don't get fed by the Word of God, you're not happy. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God. It's a sin not to study God's Word. It is. The Bible says, be ready always to give an answer for the hope that is in you. You know, in order to give a good answer to a person or to help them out, just to lift a person up, it's wrong not to give a good answer. It's wrong not to be able to help a person. And we need to be in the house of God. We need to study the Word of God. We need to be ready to give an answer for the hope that's in us. It's a good feeling to go to a nursing home, and you preaching to some. Elderly people, and you might think that they're sitting there waiting on death, and they have four walls to look at, and no one to come and see them. And it's a blessing. This morning we had about probably 12 in service, and. And some of the nurses, they've got a little canteen in the back, and they'll come and sit in that canteen to listen. And it's a blessing to be able to just lift them people up. It's just a blessing to be able to give them an answer and give them some hope. Because, you know, they're just like, we are. We might be there one of these days. And they love to see people. They love to talk to people. I was talking the other day to a gentleman named Mr. Jones, up in his 90s. And he is a brilliant man. He was telling me when 42 was built. And he told me who contracted it and when the old Madison Bridge was built, and he told me who contracted that, and he was tooling. He owned a big business, Tool and Die, and he's got a mighty brilliant mind. He sat there and he was telling me. He sat there and kept me and another guy. We were just laughing. Me and this black guy named Robert, and he was telling us about before that they have game wardens. And the game warden, the first game warden of Trimble County, come in. And he was telling us some stories about trying to get the people back in. Back during the 30s, people were starving to death, and they had brought this one guy to court. And I don't know why I got off on this, but it's just good to sit and listen to these people. And he was telling me about this one guy. He was fishing, and he had been catching these fish, and anyway, he didn't have a fishing license. So the sheriff of the county had went down and sized him, and it was something like, he said that the courthouse was full. He sighted, I don't know how many people. Anyway, the judge called him up, and he said, sir, are you fishing without fishing license? He said, yes, sir. He said, why are you doing that? He said, my family is hungry. They're starved. And he said, and the judge looked at him. The judge looked in the game warden. He said, the game warden, he told the game warden, said, these people are hungry. And he hit down his mallet and said, you're all dismissed. But stories like that. I mean, setting up. I mean, just he told us so many different stories. It was just amazing. I've heard so many stories that these older people. It's a joy to just to talk to older people. Amen. I'm 70 years old. I'm considering myself getting old. But anyway, it's a joy. Amen. We need to give a good answer, a good Bible answer. The Bible says, it says, rejoice that rejoice because we have a Savior. Amen. I'm glad that I got a Savior. I always felt the need for a Savior when I was little. You know, going to church, never really understanding what Jesus had really done for me. And when I found out that Jesus was the only way, I had joy that my sins were gone and were really forgiven. I didn't understand. I was kind of like, I didn't feel at liberty. I didn't feel relieved. Amen. So, it's good It's good that God opened my eyes and to let me see that my soul will never be in will be in heaven and not in hell. Amen? That's the same thing David said over in Psalms. If that won't give you joy, there's something wrong with you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, I'm going to read something out of 2 Peter here, 1, 8 through 10. It says, I can believe in the security of Christ. He is my salvation. I skipped something there. Wait a minute. I have peace from a troubled conscience because that I have the security of the believer that Christ has given me. I can believe in the security of Christ. He is my salvation. Amen. In 2 Peter, if you'd like to turn to 2 Peter right quick, or 1 through 8, or I'll read it for you. The Bible says, For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he lacketh these things is blinded and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen. I thank God that the things that we do are not unfruitful. It's good to know that your life can mount to something. It's good to know that what you do is going to last for eternity in the things that we do. I'm talking about everything that you do. You know, young people, when they start out in life and they try to plan their own life, and the world teaches them about how they can be happy and how they can have security, and like Brother Vance has been teaching here, some of the things that what the world teaches you is not really what's going to make you happy. Material things will not make you happy. Material things are a blessing. They're from God. But they're not. God just wants to give them to us. I'll get into that in just a minute. When we look at Jesus' character, we see why he has won our hearts. Amen. He has accomplished all that he can. He has accomplished all that we can desire. Amen. God said he will give us the desires of our heart. And he will. He'll give you the desires of your heart. If your heart is not right, he will make it right. That's just what it boils down to. And God wants you to find joy in riches. But when you find that the riches came from God, you will find joy. Amen? Now, I don't know if you understood what I just said. Let me repeat that again. When you find joy in riches, you won't find joy in riches, but when you find that riches came from God, you will find joy. Amen? Material things are, I love to have the things that I want. Sometimes it scares me, believe it or not. This may sound strange to you, but sometimes that some of the things I desire in my heart, I don't even I desire them. I don't even think about praying for them. And sometimes they still show up. If you know what I mean. God wants to take care of us. And He does. Let me turn to Revelation 4:11. The Bible says here in Revelation 4:11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." You know, God understands me because I was created, because He created all things for me to worship Him and to give Him glory. Now, God's gonna take care of you. And God's going to make you satisfied. And you know what? Some of the greatest things in the world that we forget about is peace and liberty and our families and a good church and friends. And you know, this morning I was real happy about this stuff. I don't know who the gentleman was. Worked it forward. Come here. Ralph, what was his name? EQ. Anyway. I was noticing everyone talking to him. Kay and Bill. And I was looking at his face and his countenance. He enjoyed this place. You know, that's good. I love to see a church. People are friendly. Making people welcome. You know what that means? You got joy. I knew a lady in one church. I mean, she was a sweet lady. She was saved. But her account, I mean, she would walk in church, buzz past you, never say a word. Sometimes she'd give a testimony, but she'd never say a word. You didn't know what she thought or anything. Bible says in order to have friends, you got to need to be friendly. You can tell what people are happy or not. And I'm proud to be in a church where people feel like they're part of the family. They'll come back. Amen. God understands me because He created all things for me to worship Him and give Him the glory. That's a while ago I said that's the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. He just pours Himself on us so much. His love for us. Amen. I got one more. Turn to Psalms 139. The Bible says, I'm going to read just a few verses here. The Bible says, "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and knowest me. Thou understandest my downsettings and my uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afore off. Thou compassest my paths and let my lying downs and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast set me behind and before and laid Thy hand upon me." In verse 6, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot understand it." Amen. Think about that. God knows you. He knows your thoughts before you even think them. He has searched you. Hey,
If you're not happy, you don't understand God. God wants to let us know that He loves us and He can help us and He's acquainted with all of our ways. And it kind of, like in verse 6, it blows your mind how much God loves us. I cannot comprehend what God's got laid up for us. I can read the Word of God, what Richard read this morning. I mean, what Richard was preaching on this morning. I thank God that I don't have to die and go to hell. I thank God that salvation is of God. I thank God that He's given me liberty, that I have victory over my flesh. I don't have to live in sin. That we can have victory over sin. The Bible says, sin not. But if you do sin, and we all save sinners, we'd have an advocate with the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous. We have happiness over death. In a valley of death, of darkness that shadows a lot of us. I know Doris is... I know she can have happiness in her heart. The things that you face, we've been praying for Doris. We love her. We miss her. But we can be happy even though that our body beat us down. And can you imagine what the apostles went through? But yet, Paul and the rest of them, they had happiness. They could see the future. Amen? Freedom is a good thing. Good jobs, home, family, church, pastors, friends, a clean conscience, joy, the hope of heaven. You know, in Romans, it teaches us, Paul said his heart desires and prayers to God for Israel to be saved. You know, they're blind and they're not happy. You know, I seen Mara this morning. I talked to her and I said, Mara, how you doing? She said, I don't understand. She said, I'm not happy. I said, Mara, you need to go to God and take it to the Lord. She said, I do, but I don't think He hears me. And she's a Jew. She's not happy. They explained Jesus Christ to her. She don't understand. She's not happy. She lost her husband. She's got two kids that don't come. I don't know what the situation is. They don't come see her. She's the old saying, like a wandering Jew. Oh, I wish she had what I got. Bless her heart. I'm going to pray that God open her eyes. Of course, it's going to take God. I invite her to the service. She said, oh, we don't believe the same way. No, we don't. I believe in Jesus Christ. And only through Him can you be happy. Amen. You know, the hope of any of us and to have eternal life, that's all we need. God takes care of all these mediocre things that we need. God said, I feed the birds of the fields, or what that scripture is. How much more will I take care of you? Trust in God, you know. We need to trust in God for everything. Young people need to trust in God when they, growing up, when they first, before they get married, before they plan education. If you put Christ first, your life will be so much better.
And that's the way, that's what's wrong with most people in this world. Even Christians that are saved. You need to be completely sold out to God. And I didn't understand. I didn't want to, you know, a lot, part of my Christian walk with Christ was, I didn't want to really, I wanted to be sold out to God, but I wasn't really sold out to God. Well, you get sold out to God, your life is completely different. You know, being, they talk about being filled with the Spirit of God. You can't be filled with the Spirit of God without being filled with the Word of God. It's not something you can work up or something you can plan. God wants to help us. He wants to make us happy. And it is a sin not to be happy. It's a shame. What we have at our hands, it's a shame that we do not all the time, and I don't either, live on cloud nine. But I know that being a Christian, being saved, and being born again, and coming to church, and some of the best things in my, you would think somebody retired wound up in a nursing home every Sunday morning, and I'll go visit on Thursdays and be out fishing and hunting. No, I love to fish and hunt. I love to do other things, but and when I do them, what I do right now, I'm happy. I'm glad I'm right here right now. Just being in God's will just makes you happy. Amen. You know, if you're not saved, you need to ask Christ to help. Ask Christ to come into your heart and ask Him to save you. If you're a Christian, you're saved, and you're not happy, you need to get your life right with God. It's so much better. I think that one of the most miserable persons on earth is probably a person who's saved and out of the will of God. It is. It's, Bible says the flesh lusts against the Spirit, the Spirit against the flesh, and both these are contrary to one another. It's just hard to live. It is. But I'm sure glad that Christ saved me, and I'm here tonight, and I just praise God. Praise God.